continuing our teaching, no excuse will be accepted. We're coming from St. Luke chapter 14, verses 16 through 24. And we was dealing with a certain man who made a supper. In part one of this teaching, we brought out how people, we could sometimes be invited, and all of us have, you've been invited to a party or a graduation or some kind of gathering at somebody's home. But the day of that gathering, something came up where you were not able to attend. So you called them and told them you won't be showing up. In this story here, it dealt with a man making a great supper, and he invited many. And he sent this servant to say to those who was invited to come, watch, all things are now ready. You don't have to bring nothing but yourself. You have to stop at the store, pick up no bread, pick up no napkins, get no water. You just come because everything's already prepared. In verse 18, and they all with one consent begin to make excuse. Now, here was the key in part one. No excuse will be accepted. Individuals that was invited to this supper, each one of them had an excuse as to why they didn't come. One bought land, one bought animals, one got married. That was their reason. And in part one we brought out, note something, you're going to buy land you never seen. You're going to buy animals that you never saw. And you're going to get married, which you could have brought your wife with you to the supper. But they felt justifiable in using those reasons or excuses as to why they did not come. My friend, when it comes down to you surrendering your life to Jesus, no excuse that you can give him will be accepted. Or you can look in a building, a church building, and see that there are people that's hypocrites, false pretenders, people doing all kind of stuff. But what has that to do with you giving your life to Jesus? I like to get people focus and their attention on one person, and that's Jesus, because that church building that you see people in, there's no perfection on the planet. It doesn't exist. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. It didn't say they're perfect. So you use an excuse as to people in a building not being right as your reason for not getting right. You can die, my friend, and go straight to hell. And them people in that building, they would have time to get right. So what I'm saying to you, my friend, no excuse will be accepted. You keep looking for reasons as to why you won't give your life to Jesus. And see, in part one of this teaching, I asked the question, regardless of what building you are in, regardless of what church you may attend, who's your pastor, none of that has to do nothing with you being saved or you going to heaven. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am the door. Not the church building, but Jesus is the door. Jesus, my friend, is the only one who paid your sin debt. Jesus, my friend, came to this earth. He was nailed to a cross. Jesus shed his blood for your sins. Jesus was taken from the cross and put into a grave. After 3 days and three nights, Jesus rose from the dead. He is alive right now. Jesus paid your sin debt on the cross. Nobody else did this. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So, my friend, no excuse will be accepted. The Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. In Luke 19:9, this day is salvation come to your house. But what will you do with it, my friend? Accept it or make an excuse? My friend, no excuse that humans can give to Jesus will be accepted. But let me ask you this question. If you was to die right now, where would you spend your eternity? In heaven or in hell? Or you may say, yeah, I would like to go to heaven. But my friend, you can't get to heaven any kind of way. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Read this in the Bible, St. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus is the only way to heaven. No other way can you come but through Jesus Christ. So my friend, no excuse will be accepted. If you have to think about that question about eternity, that means you're not sure. You're not ready. And my question to you, my friend, do you want to be ready? Do you want to know that heaven will be your eternal resting place when you leave this world? If you don't know, my friend, and you would like to know, I want you to keep listening. Because see, no excuse will be accepted. And in our story, these individuals who gave excuses as to why they didn't come to the supper, guess what? They lost out. You don't want to lose out, my friend, with a lame excuse or reason. I would go to church, but I would do this, but you know, the church wants your money, but the preacher doing this, but it's always something you're trying to find to justify why you're not right. But my friend, the danger about that is that if you die without Jesus Christ as your personal, I didn't say corporate. Let me help you understand something. If you die without Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you will go straight to hell, nonstop. But the good news about it is you don't have to die and go to hell. Listen to this. In Romans 14, verse 11, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. I hope that really got your attention, because your knee gonna bow and your tongue gonna confess to God, not for somebody else, but for your own life. You have to give an account to God for the life you lived on this planet. So you can give God all kind of excuses you think he's going to accept, but my friend, no excuse will be accepted. So my friend, if you want to know about eternity, you spending eternity in heaven, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. It's decision time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Behold, right now, not tomorrow, my friend. Tomorrow is not promised you. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Stop what you're doing, my friend. We're going to pray. And in this prayer, you're going to be inviting Jesus Christ into your heart and into your life. This has nothing to do with you joining a church. This has everything to do with you becoming a kingdom citizen, not a church member. Church membership, you write your name on the roll. When you give your life to Jesus Christ, listen to me, my friend, your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So stop what you're doing right now. Give me your attention for a moment. I want you to say this prayer from your heart, because Jesus is listening to you, my friend. I want you to simply say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You shed your blood for my sins. I believe you died. You was buried. You rose again. I believe you're alive right now. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for changing me. I thank you for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, signed with your blood. Lord Jesus, thank you for allowing me to hear your word. Excuses I had as to why I did not give my life to you, I thank you for delivering me today. I realize from your word, the soul that sinned, it shall die. And it's not your will that I perish, but that I have eternal life in heaven with you. Lord Jesus, thank you for changing me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for making me a new creation in you. And Lord Jesus, fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit. Seal me until the day of redemption. And I thank you for helping me to live for you one day at a time. In Jesus' name. My friend, if you have prayed that prayer, you're what the Bible says, a new creation in Christ. Now, it's important that you do become a part of a local assembly, but you now understand that the building does not save you, only Jesus. You have given your life to Jesus. Now ask him to lead you to a place where you can now hear his word. It's called discipleship. You have given your life to Jesus. That's wonderful. The angels in heaven are rejoicing over what you've done on the planet. Ask him to lead you to a place where you can now hear his word, be taught his word, and grow in your walk with him. And Father, I thank you so much for your people. I thank you for those who heard this simple message, who responded, who understood about their excuses and how their excuses would have caused them to be lost, and that no excuse would be accepted. I thank you for strengthening them, keeping them, using them to reach those they know that still making excuses as to why they have not given their life to you, Jesus. Anoint their life, I pray, for service. And Father, I thank you. I bless you and I honor you for doing it now. In Jesus' name, no excuse will be accepted.